The Bible tells us that once there was a man, a mean and angry and self-righteous man, whose name was Saul. And Saul was trying to scare the followers of Jesus. He didn't want anybody to be talking about Jesus or telling stories about Jesus or repeating the things that Jesus said or even eating and sharing food the way Jesus ate and shared food. And so he said, if I can catch any followers of Jesus, I'm going to put them in jail. And in fact, that's what he did. He put a whole lot of people in jail in Jerusalem. And then he decided to go to Damascus, another city, so he could catch and put some more followers of Jesus in jail. And while he was going along that road, a bright light flashed, and Saul, that mean, angry, self-righteous man, fell right down on the ground. What was that? He wondered, and he noticed that his bones and muscles felt kind of weak from the surprise, and he also realized he couldn't see anything. But he heard a voice, and the voice was saying, Saul, Saul, why are you trying to hurt me? Who's that? Who's talking to me? Saul wanted to know. I'm Jesus, answered the voice. You've been locking up my followers. Well, this was a big surprise for Saul, because as far as he knew, Jesus had been crucified. He didn't realize that Jesus had been raised in such a way that he himself could be surrounded by bright light and knocked to the ground. Jesus said to him, go on into Damascus and wait there. You'll receive a message about what you should do. Well, Saul had to rely on the people who were traveling with him to help him get up and lead him down the road into the city. And they brought him to the house where he would be a guest, and there he stayed. And day one, day two, 3 days went by. All this time, Saul didn't really feel like eating or drinking anything, so he didn't. He just waited, and after 3 days, he still couldn't see anything. Finally, there came a knocking on the door, and a man came in the house and put his hands on Saul's shoulders and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, sent me here so that you might regain your sight and receive the Holy Spirit. And then this man, whose name was Ananias, touched Saul right on the eyes, and something kind of like scales fell off his eyes, and he could see again. And now everything looked completely different to Saul. Instead of seeing Jesus was his enemy, he saw that Jesus was somebody he wanted to love and serve. He started to eat a little bit, and he rested, and he got his strength back, and he began to tell everyone who would listen, Jesus is my Lord and Master. And he spent the whole rest of his life traveling around the world, telling everyone about God's love. We're going to join hands now with somebody sitting near you. Find a hand to hold. Thank you, Ben, for coming to hold my hand. Great. And we're going to say a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the miracles that you can work in the hearts and minds of men and women and children. May your light transform us so that we also can serve you with our lives. Amen.